Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, April 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me a full panel roundtable to complement the discussion today, folks. Let's see. Firstly, I have someone you certainly recognize around my broadcasts. Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener is here. Stephen, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Richard. Thanks very much.
Great to have you here, Stephen. We also have none other than Mr. David Scorpio in attendance. David, good morning and welcome.
Greetings and salutations. I'm just here waiting for the next Walmart to be looted and emptied out.
Well, I'm sure it won't be long.
No, it won't be a long wait.
And from overseas, joining us from across the pond, folks, we have none other than Paul Edward Stevenson here as well today. Paul, welcome to the show. And Paul may have to join. That's right. Paul said he may have to actually join in about 10 minutes in. But yeah, no, he is.
It's okay. I'm back in time.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. You know, kind of rushing with schedules to make it happen when I give my last minute requests. I always appreciate that from you gentlemen. But well, what is the news out there? Is what people are always wondering. I mean, a lot of times it can seem like more of the same, you know, regurgitated in a certain era, whether you're talking about the news in our country or geopolitics. But, you know, what is the important news is a bigger question we're always mulling over here. And most of us see a lot of this as distraction, as far as those of us who analyze, cover this day in and day out on shows. Well, let's start with Paul. I mean, you're overseas. You know, hopefully the Brits have some better news coverage to share lately. And of course, I'm being sarcastic. But no, I don't know. What would you say is on the top of your mind?
Well, you know, there's a lot of tensions in the EU and Europe over this whole Ukraine thing. There's a lot of protests in the Czech Republic over the last few days. There's a lot of disgruntled farmers in, actually, ironically, Poland, who's been a great cheerleader for this war, along with Romania and Hungary, have banned these cheap imports of grain coming from Ukraine because it's putting the farmers out of business, essentially. So you're having more tensions over the whole policy for the Ukraine, which is increasingly coming to the surface from protests. A lot of these protests in France, by the way, they're saying this is all about the pension thing, but it's not. A lot of it's about inflation and Ukraine support. Stoltenberg, I mean, this guy Stoltenberg, he looks, what does he look like? To me, he looks like, he always looks haunted. It's like someone just sort of picked him up from a coffin and sort of warmed him up and sent him out to speak. He looks like a very sort of strange, shaky kind of a character. Probably a complete weirdo, probably a pedophile or something. I don't know. He's just something very strange about him. But, you know, he said recently a couple of days ago that, you know, we will start, you know, reiterating this idea of Ukraine becoming a NATO member and that they will be supported, whatever it takes. So just more doubling down. I think they realize that their original endgame goals are unachievable, but they're just in denial. So they're just, you know, doubling down, carry on regardless, and, well, let's just keep supporting Ukraine. Let's just keep the war going and see what happens, I guess. Meanwhile, you know, you guys are sending troops over to Taiwan. So, to me, the whole Western establishment are like a bunch of morons who haven't realized the writing's on the wall, or if they have, they're incapable of accepting it. So they just keep doubling down. And, you know, they just, they're like a gambler in a casino who's been, just had huge losses, and he just keeps, you know, betting and betting and betting the house and betting the farm and betting everything on it. And let them bet, because they're going to come out of, they're going to be, you know, coming out of that casino broke. And that's what's happening to the West, you know.
Yes, indeed. And it seems like Europe, as well as the U.S., well, especially the U.S., but Europe as well, is just being managed in a way to have it fall from first world living standards, decline downward. And, you know, many suggest, you know, that that's the way elites would prefer things and for it never to return. What we've had, all of this energy scam ramped up since the Biden administration came in, you know, closing down pipelines, all these regulations, trying to force everyone to inefficient EV vehicles, and just more tyranny and poverty resulting from the attack on fossil fuels. No science behind it. Germany just closed down their last nuclear plant, and they're not seeing how they're going to manage very well in light of that. Nuclear troubles in France because of the winter power prices now soaring due to them doing the same, cutting back on nuclear. But Ukraine has just received its first Patriot missile defense system now. So, you know, I mean, yeah, that's what I really have to wonder is those who are in power at the very top, that is, in control, pulling the strings, if you will, they had to know that this Ukraine conflict was never going to get the successes that was projected into the middle management leaders you speak of, Paul, who may have been convinced at one point, drinking too much of the Kool-Aid, that they were going to win, and now are dealing with the reality. But those above them, surely, what was their motive all along? I mean, like with COVID, the biggest transfer of wealth in all of human history, I think that was pretty much the biggest goal of COVID.
The whole idea was to destroy Russia. That's what the plan was. Not, you know, beyond militarily, they thought that it was going to bring so much international and global condemnation of this evil Russia, this unprovoked attack, and that the Russians would be so outraged by this that they would remove Putin. That's what the goal was. It backfired. The rest of the world got together and has given them the middle finger.
Well, here, let's hear from the other panelists on this topic. Stephen.
Yeah, Russia's been resilient to the sanctions. They have started, you know, well, I don't know about started, but joined with the BRICS, and it just, it's ridiculous. I don't know that this evil that's going on in Ukraine is so much worse than people realize, with the same mercenary type people, the officer class that's running the Ukrainian military and mercenaries. I read a report from a guy that was a French, and the way that the officers basically are shooting their own men sometimes just to get paid, so that they didn't, you know, they have to put people in a certain area, and it's just ridiculous. It's not about winning a battle. It's just, it comes down to slaughtering people for money is what it comes. I wish I had that letter right in front of me that this French officer wrote, that what the troops had been going through, because they'd gone through just about everybody in Ukraine that's you know, of draft age, military age, and if anybody can get out of there, they're going to with any sense. And so they're having to bring in this paid. And look, face it, it's a lot of us. It's NATO troops or contractors, I suppose, is what you call it. And they're going in there and they're doing this instead of the military. They keep pumping it in there, That seems to be what's going on a lot of it. And Patriot missiles. I don't know. I saw that Russia had set out all these Akula-class submarines toward the West Coast today, too. And it's always more about fear with that, but they keep pumping money in there. Like you say, it's to launder the money, and who knows what their end game is there. That's a good right. question. But Russia has been anti-fragile to these sanctions. And, you know, if the dollar were to lose people, you know, we may have to do things on our own.
But, yeah.
That's how I see it. Yeah, let me toss it on over to David, too.
And I would say on that point, I mean, what I proposed also, what are the things we should really focus on, in addition to Asich commenting on the war situation, is, yes, self-sufficiency, no longer looking for exterior saviors, leaders, et cetera, even on the state level, not expecting them to be in your favor. Because at this point, economically, socially, the judicial system, the culture, everything is attacking. I see the elites as fully at war with white people in the United States and Europe in particular, more than anyone else at the moment. And therefore, we are in a state of war. And, you know, we really need to
agree.
Start building lifestyles which will be able to not be affected by all of this. And yeah, I would like to hear what David's thoughts are on the Ukraine situation, maybe even Taiwan, and what the motives of those at the top. Again, please, David.
Okay, well, I have to agree with the first speaker's observations about Stoltenberg. He does look like he climbed out of a coffin. He looks very reptilian. His facial structure, his eyes, is a very odd-looking character. And a lot of the, if you look at the elite at the very top of the food chain, they all have this strange kind of look to them. As far as the Ukrainian war, let's make no mistakes about this. This is a Jewish war. Ukraine is under a Zog government right now. It's actually a Jog government, a Jewish-occupied government. All of the top people around the Zelensky character are Jewish, all of them. And this is a country that's like 90-something percent Orthodox, you know, Russian Orthodox and this Orthodox Christians. And, of course, let's go back to 2014 where Victoria Nuland, and her Zionist crew toppled the duly elected government and created this mess to begin with. This is how this all started. This all started back in 2014. And, of course, you know, Victoria Nuland is married to Robert Kagan, the Kaganovich family, which was very deeply involved in the Russian Communist Revolution, an absolute bloodthirsty family. And what's going on here is they've been selling a false bill of goods to the public about this war is about democracy. Well, obviously it's not, because Zelensky has shut down all of the opposing major media platforms. He's actually arrested other, you know, politicians who were against this war. And Ukraine is being emptied out of Ukrainians. They're saying that 10 million Ukrainians have left the country. It's really hard to calculate how many have been killed in this war. Some put it up in the hundreds of thousands, obviously fighting age men. So, you know, this is part of a transformation of Ukraine that's going to take place. And this is really going to create sort of a de facto Israel 2.0. Because, as we know, I pointed out before, the borders of Ukraine, modern day Ukraine, essentially are the exact same borders of the ancient Khazarian Empire. If you look at the shirt that Zelensky often wears, there's actually a symbol of the Khazarian Empire right on his shirt. So it's very clear what's going on here. And when this war is finally over, after enough of the infrastructure is destroyed and enough Ukrainians are cleared out, you're going to see Jewish carpetbaggers come into Ukraine and transform the country into a very, very different place. They're going to make a lot of money. And Ukraine will not be the same. It will not have the same people. It's going to be repopulated with diversity. Because if you look at the footage, there's a distinct lack of diversity in Ukraine.
And as far as the Taiwan situation, I mean, you know, it's interesting, David. I hear so much fear porn, though, about Americans needing to be focused primarily on Chinese, nothing else. I mean, I saw one article recently, which was basically implying that we have to be afraid of all these Chinese who are military age men immigrating to the West Coast currently. And I mean, I actually heard, honestly, I heard one host earlier today, a radio host, stating that the Chinese people don't even know this, but that the Chinese government is planning to invade the U.S., kill most Americans, and make the United States new China. And this person was dead serious, David.
That's hilarious. Well, there is a huge influx of Chinese coming to the West Coast. I think a deal has been cut behind the scenes. And these are, you know, people that speak Chinese, and people have nothing in common with Western civilization at all. But as far as Taiwan goes, last time I checked, it's an island right off the coast of China. So it's inevitable that the Chinese government's going to retake Taiwan. And it's actually the very foundation of sort of long-time negotiations between China and America. So I don't know why they're trying to make this big kerfuffle about it, other than they want to stir up a war and keep the shekels rolling in for the military-industrial complex. I think that's what's going on here. And, of course, you know, China has been aided and abetted to get to where it is by the West since going back to, really, the Reagan administration. So China is the best enemy money can buy. And really, the West has built up China, sent all their jobs over there, all the manufacturing. They even make military hardware for the United States military. So this whole idea is absurd. And I think you're going to see China take Taiwan. It already is really taken. It's just a matter of toppling the little puppet government that's up there. So hopefully this doesn't – I think they want to use this as a launching pad for a global war to really scare all the Goyim cattle and really make some major moves in transforming civilization as we know it.
And as far as at home here, people – should know what they should focus on most. I mean, I'm hearing now even comments from people at the Fed against the central bank digital currencies, you know, that for certain, you know, corporate and banking transactions that could be useful, but for everyday citizens that the benefits would not outweigh the potential negatives. It seems like even concern about the amount of control and manipulation, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe because they're thinking of their family members who don't have Fed immunity or something. I don't know what could be driving this shift, but you know, perhaps it won't be central bank digital currencies as our biggest concerns, but they do seem to want to move everyone here in the into a nation of renters and into mega cities, control over crops, anything with these mRNA or any vaccine technologies are still in the works, at the very least. I don't know, David, what would you recommend? Actually, I see we're already right on the break here. It's not a good time. We'll at the end of the show, folks, we'll take some calls, maybe like the last 15 minutes or so. We could try to fit in a couple of calls. And please support the station. You know, there's a lot of ways. Republicbroadcasting.org, donate page. You can call us to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Please help keep free speech alive. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my roundtable panel. We have Stephen Douglas Weitzner, Paul Edward Stevenson, and David Scorpio. And David, I guess you and Paul didn't really get acquainted too much so far, but I mean, Paul, I've known now for quite a many years there, like since I guess 2018. I first had him as my guest when I was hosting on Renegade Broadcasting early 2018. I was there like from fall of 2017 to 2018, but after that, I had him on my station. At that time, he was on Revolution Radio with his broadcast. He'd been doing shows about as long as I have, but for a few years there already. But yeah, he wound up on Revision Media on my platform as a host for quite a while there. And after I had been at RBN, he liked what he saw of RBN. Basically, he decided to do some, you know, become a host here as well. And he had the slot for a while there before Robert Ravolt, and currently he has the slot which follows Robert, you know, the last show Sunday nights there. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure David, you and Paul would agree on a lot of issues, and certainly amongst them, you're both very keen on exposing Jewish power. So that's a good way to break the ice for sure.
Talking about Jewish power, I was on with David just yesterday, you can check that out. But not that I got a chance to say too much.
Yeah, so David does like to dominate his opportunity.
David's the only guy.
information out, but he has so many credentials from the past with, you know, his books and the info in them. You know, he feels like he has street cred. I think he has street cred to get away with it more than most. But yeah.
Of course. It's amazing.
David, did you want to add anything?
Well, I just think I'll just briefly talk about the digital currency thing. I think that's a ways off in the future. I think they're just sort of acclimating the public to the idea of it. But, you know, the elite parasitical class needs cash because they're the ones that run the major drug rings, child sex trafficking rings, all kinds of stuff. They need cash to do money laundering, to make, you know, payouts to people and stuff. So I don't think cash is going to go away anytime soon, but I do think it's, you know, on the horizon. But, you know, digital currency has a lot of inherent problems that I don't think they have completely worked out. Because if you don't have any kind of paper backup, you know, hacking and other things could cause serious, serious problems. So I honestly don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Stephen?
Well, I think that they'll make it criminal to use cash for above a certain amount. They're talking about, I heard Christine Lagarde the other day that something with a, I forget her position, some international banker, I won't finish that person, and said that over $1,000 of EU's cash was in the gray market and that you would go to prison. I heard them talking about this. I don't know if that's passed or if they're planning to do it, but you know, they want to know.
An unauthorized, you would be in a list where you're on a wanted list, the gray zone, basically, if you do a transaction of 1,000 euros or more that's not authorized. And of course, that works. Well, an approach like that would work for those who are behind the scenes giving payoffs and that, like David alludes to, because, well, those are illegal anyway, and those people aren't going to get prosecuted because they're, you know, they're with the in crowd, right?
Yeah, so I'd like to say that about the digital thing and the cash. And I heard, why is there a NATO anymore anyway, is going back to the earlier subject. I mean, North Atlantic Treaty Organization is, you know, they're not, I think we should rename it the We'll Lick Military to Lick the World, after Joe Biden was in Ireland the other day and said we're going to lick the world, you know.
Or at least be honest and say all oceans a treaty organization.
You know? Yeah, there you go.
Paul,
let's rename it GATO. Enforcing gay propaganda and gay values across the world.
Oh yes, no, because yeah, that's what everyone from Macron to leaders over here, you know, we're there for LGBTQ rights in Ukraine. Paul, over to you, sir.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot's going to depend on how things materialize in the next couple of years. I did a show with Patrick yesterday. Patrick Slattery, which will be, I think he's going to air it after this show. And the way I see it is the West, through their aggression and their hubris, through this the attack on Russia and the whole thing backfiring with the sanctions, and you know, you've got now got China negotiating a brokering peace deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia. That's probably going to end this war in Yemen. You've got Syria's going to be joining that bloc. You know, it's backfired. Like I said, they're doubling down. Now they're going to Taiwan and sending troops over there. They're going to lose that war. There's going to be a lot of body bags come back from that war. The United States is not prepared for that situation.
But Paul, the Chinese are going to murder all Americans if we don't.
Well, I'll get to my point on the other side.
Great, excellent.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my panel today, Paul Edward Stevenson, David Scorpio, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. Paul, back to your point regarding the Chinese-Taiwanese conflict.
Yeah, so if the U.S. go over there and they come out on the wrong end of it, which I believe they will, against China and Russia and the weapons that Russia can manufacture and send to China and their allies, I mean, Iran's a player as well. And if they lose that, I actually think what you could well see is the Chinese and the Russians actually having a much more direct influence in the United States political establishment. In other words, the rest of the world is not only sick and tired of being under the yoke of this U.S. reserve dollar nonsense, but they're sick and tired of them starting coups and starting wars. And it's very intolerable for the Chinese, who are not interested in war, and it gets in the way of business. That's what the Chinese are all about, business. At the same time, you've got Russia, who are sick and tired of the United States poking their nose in Europe, and Ukraine particularly causing a security risk to them. They will also be interested in direct influence in the United States political establishment. Not because they want to control America. I don't believe they're going to be involved in that nonsense, but because they want to ensure that the governments who are in America are not hostile to China and Russia's security interests and China's interests for business and expansion in that way. And that's what's going to happen in Ukraine too. Eventually, Russia has no interest in running Western Ukraine. It's too expensive. You've got a lot of people there who hate Russia. It'll be a nightmare. But they will if they're forced to. And it looks like NATO are doubling down. So they're not going to be able to come to a negotiating settlement at this stage. So they might well have to go to the Polish border, get rid of Zelensky's regime, and put someone in there who, at the very least, is not hostile to Russia and isn't going to be negotiating and dancing to the tune of being a puppet of the West. And that's what's going to happen, I believe. And if America go over there and double down like that gambling addict in the casino, when I say he comes out of there broke, that's what I mean. You know, so the Democrats who used to accuse Putin of interfering in their elections, well, that might be the case very shortly. And I think that will be good for America because Russia is actually a Christian country and they probably stand back and say, as long as we're making sure that what's going on here, with the help of China as well, is not hostile to us, then I think they'd be happy enough to let the country decide more or less what it wants to do in the same way that they want to, you know, influence Ukraine's political situation without actively being involved in incurring the economic and all the nonsense that would come with that, you know?
Well, David, would you like to take it from there?
Well, that's an interesting take. You know, China, I see China as quite a bit more dangerous. I don't think China is this, you know, benevolent country that just wants to do business. I know that that's a popular, viewpoint, and I respect it, but I don't think that's... China is just, look, this is all part of the pivot east, and this has been in planning for a very, very long time. And ultimately, the Jews are behind this as well. They really are. And China is going to be an absolutely vicious ruler once they get power on the world stage. It's not going to be good for America. America is going to be reduced to a third world country, and I believe there's already been some kind of a deal cut to essentially hand over the whole western portion of the United States de facto to the Chinese through mass immigration and letting them buy up huge swaths of land all over the place. I think it's going to be an ugly scene. And you know, I lived in South America for 5 years, and the Chinese have a huge influence in South America, and they just approach domination in a different way than America does. America says, look, do what we say, or we're going to blow your country up. What China does, and they say, hey, we're going to help you build infrastructure. But what they do is they'll build infrastructure in a country where they can't possibly afford the project. And then what they do is say, as part of the deal, we're going to build you this dam, but all the labor has to be done by Chinese. So they send over a whole bunch of Chinese. Those Chinese end up staying and creating a colony of essentially Chinese spies. I mean, really, it's what they are, because people are scared to death of the Chinese government that live in China. They know not to say one word bad about the Chinese government, or they'll get two in the head. So China is not a communist country any longer. It's a capitalist country, but it's a state controlled capitalism, and this is the model that they want to bring forth for the world. That this is the new world order business model, is state run capitalism and a uniparty system, and America is heading towards a uniparty system as well. The Republicans are finished. They are not going to regain power. I think at the top, the Republicans are losing on purpose. Donald Trump is a wrecking ball for the Republican Party, and I think you're going to have a de facto one-party system with the Democrats fully in power, unfortunately.
Stephen, over to you, sir.
Well, I hope that you're wrong about that, but it looks like you may be right. It's the Confessions of an Economic Hitman is what that reminded me of, where you go and the Western model is, if they don't comply, then they send in the jackals to get another government and then come in with the military and blow their country up. And so that you're saying they put the Chinese there, they have to do the infrastructure, they stay, and then they are the ones controlling the country, basically. Well, I know they want this one belt, one road, too, all around. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to step on you, Stephen. But, and in the deal is that if you can't pay, then you have the natural resources of your country are the collateral that's being put up.
Yeah, that's same as the our model there, but they don't have the military to come in, I guess, is the difference. Yeah, I get that. And this thing also I wanted to mention with the Ukraine and the food scam, it reminds me of the oil for food scam they were doing in Iraq and just going through that country. It's like it's these masters of war do this over and over and over again. It seems like as long as we have any rulers, they're going to do this. It's like I don't, you know, one better than the other. Yeah, I can see that, but I don't see a solution, you know, unless it's on a local level, a personal state level. Just like Richard was saying, I don't know. The future seems like it's going to be balkanization in this country with the libtards in the cities in the north and the rednecks in the south. And I sure would rather be around the rednecks than those guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the dollar collapses, you're on your way to being a third world country anyway, because they're going to blame capitalism for it incorrectly. And then what are they going to do? They'll blame capitalism, and then you'll have more socialism, and you're going to end up like one of the South American countries anyway. Even if China has no interest in influencing, the U.S. situation, because once the dollar collapses, the United States are going to suffer more than anyone because you've had the privilege of that currency. And if they blame capitalism, if you look at Chicago as a model of it, these guys are blaming capitalism for all of this, and they want more socialism, and, you know, Walmart are leaving, you know, because they're blaming these evil, big businesses like Walmart, and the place just turns into absolute chaos. And if that's what happens on a more national scale, then you're going to end up like a banana republic, and it's just going to be a horror show. So, I mean, either way, you know, and also, I mean, we can't really criticize our governments anyway. I mean, you know, Joe Biden over there has been, there was some black organization who came out and criticized the support of Ukraine, and they're now threatening 10 years in prison for threatening the policy on the Ukraine, saying it's Russian propaganda and disinformation. So this is the way we've been heading for years. We call ourselves like a liberal democracy, and we they're impervious to irony. This is the sort of stuff they accused the Soviet Union of, and these autocracies that apparently we're fighting. But so we're heading that way anyway. So it's just a case where, do you want to be run by Jews or do you want to be run by Chinese? I don't know which is best. I've only experienced one.
Well, I don't think we should ever settle to be run by anyone, but certainly with the Chinese, if you temporarily have to put up with it, it'll be easier to identify who's who, not be tricked by people who come off as whites who are controlling you to the masses perception.
Yeah,
and so eventually you could.
At least we won't be squabbling about genders.
Well, the point is, I would hope to interpret what I've heard Patrick Slattery say, I'd rather be ruled by Chinese than Jews, that he's just suggesting temporarily until the people take the power back, because Jews are able to come off as whites when it's convenient in person and on social media, or as Jews when it's convenient, just like they're able to come off as a religion when it's convenient or a race when it's convenient. There's one comment from a friend texted me, David, when we were talking about digital currencies and central bank digital currencies, you pointing out they're not even ready and worked out the bugs, and that cash will never go away. I mean, there's a lot of bribery from those in power to others and payoffs, like you say, and working with criminal syndicates. Well, they are criminal syndicates, but working with more amateur criminal syndicates as well, we'll just say. This acquaintance of mine, this friend of mine suggested that most of the money is already digital. And I just responded by saying, but they're not officially central bank digital currencies. If you have some of your money given to you from your paycheck or whatever, digital or in the bank digital, you can still convert this digital to paper fiat or to precious metals or, you know, property, real estate, et cetera. And it was my response to him. ESG and other social credit scores, I suggest, are the real concern in my perspective, I said. And I said, you don't necessarily need CBDCs for that. But David, how would you respond? Someone say,
well, he's right. That's absolutely true. Most of a currency is already digital. That's absolutely true. But as you point out, there's still the option to get paper. And I think they're going to keep paper around for the foreseeable future. I do think the inevitable end game is complete digital currency, because that way there's no rules. You can do whatever you want once you have that, or essentially. It's a step beyond fiat currency. So that it is inevitable, but I just don't think we're there. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But I really do believe China is an absolutely vicious, vicious government. These people are soulless, most of them. And look, the New World Order system is going to be based on the Chinese system of government. That is the New World Order system. So the idea that China is something outside of the New World Order system, it's not. It is the New World Order system, and it's run by the same people. This is all just a shuffle of the hands, a slide of the hands to make you think it's something completely different. It's really not. Ultimately, they all have a seat at the Bank of International Settlements. They all bend a knee to the banks. And this is a grand plan that's been in the works for a very, very long time. And unfortunately, I don't think there's any stopping it. And I think Stephen made a great point. The only hope is stuff on a local scale. That's where we can actually make inroads and create our own realities.
Well, all really great points there. And we have a caller right on time, Dan in Washington. Hey, good to hear from you today. How you doing, Dan? Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was okay. I was at the truck stop today, and I saw a Ukrainian woman, a refugee, probably like 19 years old. You know how I knew she was Ukrainian is because she looked like a supermodel. know? I'm like, wow, she's not from America, you know, but she, you could just tell by the way they're dressed. But I got the... It's pretty sick what they're doing, because I have a friend from Russia, and he has relatives that came over last year from Ukraine as refugees to America. And what they're doing now is they're not letting them stay anymore. So they've only been here a year. You know, the guy's like 60-something years old, and his wife and kids, and they're going to send them all back to Ukraine. They said, U.S. government said, you better go back there and fight, you know, go back in that meat grinder and fight for Zelensky. So it's pretty skinny. He said Germany and all these countries are going to start doing that. All these refugees are just going to start, even the women too. The women, you know, send them to the front lines there. So it's pretty, you know, meanwhile, they're just letting Haitians come in and, Guatemalans, and you know, they can just come and stay. So it's pretty sick. So I just, you know, I do agree kind of with Scorp. I'm open to the idea that this is all controlled, but I think NATO stated mission is multi-ethnic, multi-racial societies in Europe. So NATO's the bigger enemy, and it's kind of like the enemy.
I agree.
Enemy is my friend at this point. So.
Yeah,
I'm rooting, you know.
What was the last part, Dan?
Well, I'm kind of just rooting for Putin. You know, I think Medvedev and the good part about China is they arrest their billionaires. You know, if a billionaire is corrupt over there, they knock them down and arrest them, whereas America, it's just a complete oligarchy.
Well, here, those are two completely different things, but... Well,
yeah,
I don't know. I think both David and Paul are interested in responding to these categories. Who'd like to go first, gentlemen?
Oh, let Paul go first.
Paul.
Yeah, I'm more in agreement with Don. I think we flatter the Western oligarchs that they've always got everything under control. They've got the Chinese, the Russians, the rest of the world under control. They're like as if they're God. That everything they do is all planned, and they always, you know, everything will come out in their favor. Listen, these people have a history in Europe. Things do not always go in their favor, and it's always the same history. They bite off more than they can chew. They get people's backs up. They perpetrate so much abuse and destruction when you take the lease off them, and they end up having to be put back in their place. And I just don't see any evidence that what's happening with China and Russia and the BRICS nations is part of the plan. they thought that they were going to destroy Russia with the Ukraine thing. They are so full of arrogance, and these people are psychologically not well, and they assume that they have the right to rule, and they've got all sorts of weird ideas about ruling the world. Well, it doesn't mean they're going to do it, and I don't believe that the Chinese and the Russians are part of this Western Jewish matrix of power. And it, you know, I'm not saying it's going to work out well for the West if we're under more influence from the Chinese. I agree. I think the Chinese are probably a horrible regime as well. But I don't subscribe to this idea that, you know, these people are all powerful. They're controlling the Chinese, they're controlling the Russians, the Iranians, because, you know, and everybody else, the Brazilians, and they've it all sorted out. I don't think that's the case, you know.
David?
Well, I'm not saying that it's all under control, but what I am saying is that deals have been cut behind the scenes that the public are not made aware of. That things are, there's going to be fighting as to who's the top dog, who's sitting on the very top. But the system, the system that's going to be unveiled is going to be a universal system, and it's going to resemble very, very closely the Chinese system. And the caller made the point that the Chinese arrest oligarchs. Yeah. The government is all powerful. If you challenge the government, you get two in the head, and that's not a joke. If you heard that the head of TikTok testifying before Congress, he was scared to death. He was scared to death to say anything. I don't think China is actually spying. I wouldn't say spying. And these people are scared of their government to a level that Westerners really can't comprehend.
Well, that depends what you're saying, you know. If you're in the dock, which you can be in this country very easily for anti-Semitism, you will be showing no mercy. You might not get two bullets in the head, but you'd be rotting in a prison somewhere.
Well, no, you mean, look, I'd be in jail if that was the case.
Yeah, but you're an American,
man. Say whatever you
want. You're an American. You're an American.
Get involved in illegal action. That's another.
Anti-Semitism is not illegal.
It's verboten.
In this country. If you criticize Jews in this country, they have so much control over the Crime Prosecution Service, you will be brought in front of a judge.
Wait, what country are you talking about?
He's in the UK. He's an Irish man.
That's a different story. Yeah, you guys don't have... Yeah, I agree. I know someone who actually went to jail for anti-Semitism.
Yeah, and in Florida, they're trying to bring in that rule, that law. Yeah.
Well, they're trying, but it ain't going to happen.
Well, but yeah, but Paul's point then the whole time, David, was just you saying it, you know, from his point of view situation right now, and maybe that alludes to the concerns of NATO and white genocide, but we have that here too, of course. But yeah, no, I mean, just that point of how, you know, because he's an Irishman, he's from Northern Ireland, and right now he's living in London. Actually, he went to the suburbs of London. It's become so bad just recently, you know, with the anti-white culture and just demographics.
Yeah, you can't criticize Jews in Europe, you know, in Germany, it's even worse than here.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. It's 100% true. And that should tell
Canada
you who's running the
well.
Show.
Well,
I guess Canada, I guess we're going to, well. Dan, I guess we're going to stay here, Dan. I want to hear you in a second. I guess we're going to skip the break. And okay. I should mention, though, folks, you know, RBN does have a brand new affiliate, Wild Pastures. So look for the banners at republicbroadcasting.org. Discover the difference that Beyond Organic Methods can make in your food, delivered to your door and supporting RBN, wild-caught fish and pasture-raised pork, beef, and poultry. That's Wild Pastures. So check out the banners, our new sponsor at republicbroadcasting.org. So there, I did a commercial instead of going to commercial. Dan, go ahead and add what you want.
That was good. And in Canada now you get $25,000 fine. And it actually jail for what they call hate speech. So I just, you know, if looking at this guy from Alibaba, he was going around criticizing the Chinese government, and they busted that guy down. But, you know, I wouldn't mind if Bill Gates got two in the head, or George Soros, or Larry Fink from BlackRock. You know, we got these NGOs with billions of dollars just going around doing whatever they want, you know, under nobody's control. So it's at least the Chinese keep their billionaires in line, you know, and I don't promote violence. I'm not saying I want to put two in the head of Bill Gates, but you know what I mean? I mean, you can't be a criminal and just do whatever you want if you're a billionaire there.
Well, hey, we're almost out of time. And Steven, yeah, we haven't heard. Dan. Well, Dan, here, Steven didn't get to respond to you. Let's hear from Steven.
Okay.
Well, I think instead of it being a controlled step-by-step plan that they've got all written out, they war game everything meticulously. And we have definitely, like Dave said, the best enemies money can buy always. And it's kind of like Paul said, we're going into the casino instead. They have they bet on red and blue. No matter who wins, these people behind the scenes are going to profit and become more powerful. That's what it boils down to, whether there's a meticulous plan laid out, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men or whatever. That they go astray, but as time goes on, conflict to conflict, dialectic to dialectic, they keep whittling away at what's ours and building more and more to what's theirs. That's where I see it, where it's saying it's controlled, because, you know, at the end of World War II, we had tons and tons of military equipment ready to invade Japan in Okinawa. And, you know, they dropped the bombs and nothing, you know, so we didn't use it. Do you guys know what happened to all that military equipment? I mean, it went to Pyongyang and Hanoi. You know, that's the next two wars we had. So, it seems like there is quite a bit of outlining, if not meticulous planning, of these conflicts ahead of time. And at the end game is just like you said, this digital panopticon that has us all in prison and the bars we're holding in our hand right now talking on them.
Paul, was there something else you were going to add?
No. But I go back. I think the world is tired of these wars, and I think if the United States start a war with China, and they're defeated there, I think you're going to see a lot less wars going on for a good while.
And Dan, you had something to conclude with, sir?
I'm open to the idea. It could, you know, I hopefully it's not a planned white genocide with Putin and these guys, but I know our government's on the side that wants to genocide the Ukrainians right now and eventually genocide us in America. So anyway, that's all. Thanks for taking the calls, guys. I appreciate it.
Great call. Thank you, Dan, as always. David, was there any last point you wanted to make on any?
Well, yeah, it's not surprising they're going to send the Ukrainian immigrants back. They don't want white immigrants in America. Let's get real here. They don't want them. And I think any kind of war that happens, it's going to be highly scripted, and America is going to take a fall, just like a boxer in the ring, and it's going to complete the pivot to the east, and all of the Western world is going to be relegated to third world status because the East has unlimited slave labor. That's why the capitalists have made the choice to pivot to the East.
Well, this has been a great panel. Thank all of you for your contributions. Paul Edward Stevenson, Stephen Douglas Weitener, and David Scorpio. Hope you all have a great weekend, gentlemen.
Thank you, chaps.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I'd love to continue this debate sometime. This is fascinating.
Yeah, you know it is. Absolutely. Great, great topics. We will do that, David, for sure. And folks, again, just help out RBN when you can, and you can keep all this free speech alive. RepublicBroadcasting.org. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.